Go to Rick's work speaking.
It's work. Yeah, good, mate. How you going? Oh, yes, the silver wagon. Yep. So, as in the full set? Yep. So the car, yeah. No, this is a no. These are the MCA coilovers come as a set, the four, front and rear. So it's a full package on that car. As in just replacements. So this car's got all four. It might just be that that's an option for an upgrade for certain cars. On this, it's got full set. Oh, okay. Yes, okay. Let me go find the boys that did the report on the car, see if we can get some more clarification there. It won't be long. No worries. Sorry, it was a manual, wasn't it? Yeah, no worries. I'm just going to pop you on hold. It won't be long. Cheers.
Hello, Alex speaking. Good. Yes, which car is that one, man? Rego? Yes. Easy, man. What do we need to know, bro? Can you refresh my memory what's on there? Think no, it's a pair. It's a pair of fronts. Should be a pair of fronts on there. No. So what have we got? Sorry, can you just refresh my mind memory on what's on the quote there? It No, in turn, sorry, mate, in terms of the struts. Does it say it's a full set? Yes, yeah, so it'll be basically the whole front strut assembly, which is the shock itself with the tower top. I'll just have a look for you, mate. Sorry, I was out in the workshop. Let me just double check, man. I just need to double check the damage. Because I know initially when we looked at it, there was a lot of front damage. But then we also noticed a few things in the rear that were twisted, had little kinks in them. So you'll see there's rear control arms on there because the car's basically mounted the gutter. And it's done that. Yeah, no, it's also rears, man, because the left-hand rear is also hammered. And then the right-hand rear can't be much better now, I remember. So what it was initially we looked at it and I was looking at just front. And the further I looked into the rear, to have the twist in the arms that it's got, as well as the fact that it buckled that rear rim that hard, that shock can't be any good. And I'm not saying that as a guess. I'm saying that from previous experience with these particular shocks and these cars. So initially, I would have thought, yes, the damage was only the front, but to have the damage in the rear with the rear rim buckled to the level it was tells me that shock, there's no way in the world that that's been able to travel without completely bottoming out inside and bending the shaft. Even though it's not leaking on the floor yet, like the two fronts are, it can't be far behind. And to send it off to MCA to have them pull it apart and inspect the shaft, I think that would outweigh the cost. So that was my thoughts in the process. Yes, they are correct. Yes, it is, because they are obsolete. You cannot buy them anymore. So they are an old, well, they're a beautiful wheel, but unfortunately, that particular style is no longer carried. You can't even buy them and refinish them to match. So, correct, the quote is for a set of rims. Two front tires are completely hammered. Yeah, he's got 8009s on it from what I can see here. I'm literally staring at the car now. I was actually going to give you a call today and just see where it's at, because it's bloody killing us for storage. In terms of labor, yeah. There's a bit of work in it, man. And what I'm a little bit afraid of is when we start pulling things apart, what else we find. I know, obviously, I can ring you back and we can sort of go, okay, well, look, this is also not happy. But there's no way for me to measure and check the rear hubs in the jig. And again, we haven't quoted on a rear hub for that. But again, that rim is hammered. And again, that shock and those arms, there's no way they survived. I can see the arms have got fractures in the welds where the powder coat's chipped off, which tells me straight away that they're hammered. The shock is questionable, and most definitely I would assume that shaft is bent. But the hub I haven't quoted on. So there's a few things in there, and you know, in terms of shit, if I need to change a hub and press bearings in, I'm chewing out labor more. Obviously I can't predict the future. But I can probably knock a little bit off it, yes. I'm covering my base, because I know what happens with these things is they get really intricate. And even though you stand back and you look at the car and you're like, well, that's not really a big deal, the closer you get to it, the more you start realizing shit's not where it needs to be. An example of this is the front pickup bolts for the caster on the control arms. One of them's not even pointing south anymore when you've got the car on the hoist. It's sort of kicked over on about a 30, 45, not a 45, but probably a 30-degree angle, which I need to try and bend back into shape without stretching the body. So I'm hoping that that doesn't shit itself on us either. I've been able to do it before successfully. Been mucking around these cars for 20 something years, so I know what we can and what we can't get away with, but it's a bit touch and go. Thanks, mate. Which car was yours? Okay. Top talk. Oh yeah, yep. Don't have it anymore. Yeah, like a lot of them do. Where to now? Yeah, fair enough. Nah, that's exactly right. Yeah, go for it, man. I'd rather get it sorted with you so we can move on. Yeah. Either I think will be fine. I don't see either one being an issue. Just depends who's available, really. In terms, you're saying like a total loss. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it's just I know what happened. Like the car, again, same deal. Like there's lots of bullshit things on it. But it's got a lot of fucking expensive parts on it too. Like I know the front bar came from overseas, so I know how much these things are worth, and that's I was able to quote it. But trying to get it here is a fucking nightmare with duty and GST these days. And they don't like freighting them anymore. So what they've done a few times now is they send it to another country, and then that country has to freight it to us. Which is ridiculous. Yeah, and it gets worse because they're getting older, so they're not making as many. Anyway, it's one of my headaches. So am I right? So can I ask, am I right to just put some parts on this to turn it into a rolling driving car? Because I need to be able to, if it's going to take too long, put this into storage elsewhere because it's just, yeah, it's killing the shop at the moment. Okay, that's actually not too bad. Yeah, that's not too bad. All right. Yeah, no problem, man. All right. Not a problem. Thanks, man. Ciao. Bye.